Zech nishmas Daniel Shaina Basim Shu Falf. This week's Parsha we read about the Mon in Parsha's Bahaloscha. And we know in Parsha's Beshalach it tells us that it says times that we eat the three meals that we eat on Shabbos are because of the Mon. And it's interesting that the Gemara tells us in Psachim that, you know, on Shabbos and Yontif there could be a choice whether you want to eat a nice meal or you could fast if you want. Different opinions. But on Shabbos, the three times in the year that you have to have the Suda. You can't say I'm going to fast. And that's Shabbos, and that's Purim, and Shavuos. These are the three times that you need Lochem, that you have to have a nice meal. And the Sefer Binyan Shlomo, the Dayan in Vilna, said, what's the reason? Because the halacha is that when you build something new, you build a new house, so you have to have a Suda to celebrate, the Chanukas Habayis, to celebrate the new house that you built. So the Shilta says, why do we have a meal on Shabbos? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So we have a new world. So we eat a meal to signify that. But we know when Hashem said, created the world, he said, if the Jewish people don't accept the Torah, I'm going to destroy it. So when did we accept the Torah? On Shavuos. So therefore we have another Chanukas Habayis on Shavuos for the world. But then the Gemara says that on Shavuos, it was under duress. They were forced to accept the Torah. So they accepted it again on Purim. So the world wasn't solidified till Purim, and therefore we have a Suda on Purim as well. And those you have to the Shabbos is very important. And even the people who make early Shabbos, some poskim hold that you should have some bread at the end of the meal. So therefore you should have the bread when it's dark. So this way, this makes the, because it says Hayom, and the Etzem Hayom of the day, we should have meal. So Suda Shabbos is something that recognizes the importance. Really, the Orachayim HaKadosh says that when Hashem made the world, He only made it for a week. And then every Shabbos we keep again, that makes it for the next week. That the Shabbos, so it's a new world every week, so we have to have a Suda Shabbos as a Chanukah Sabbais. You know, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, they ate for 7 days, even on Yom Kippur. Because it's so important, this idea of having a Chanukah Sabbais when you create something new. So every week when we keep Shabbos, we're having the world extend into another week. So make sure to have a good Suda Shabbos, enjoy the Suda Shabbos, and if we have some meat, bread, even when it's dark, even if we make early Shabbos, we should do so as well.